Okay, it's 10 o'clock. We'll get started. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order. 2020 HUNCA session. Today's date is April the 16th. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congresswoman Whitehorn if she would render our morning prayer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress and Assistant Chief. Father God, I'd just like to come to you this morning just thanking you for looking down after us and being a great God that has a plan for us. I thank you for your blessings that you've given to the people of our nation. I just thank you so much for that. Just come before you today, humbly asking that you be with us as we carry out the business of the people and be with us in a spirit of love and cooperation that we can do the best things that we can get done for our nation, Lord. I ask right now that you be with all the people that have been suffering sickness and illness, and be with our doctors and our first responders and the leaders of our governments. And I especially ask that you be with the chief standing there as he's having to make decisions for our nation on a week-to-week, day-to-day plan, Lord. The responsibility is great, and I just lift him up and ask that you be with him right now and help him through this time, Lord. I ask that you be with our children and help them have a better understanding, and I just ask that the spirit of fear just not be on them. Let them understand this and go about and be children, Lord. I just thank you for that. Be with our elders. Protect those that are in harm's way. Be with our men and women in the military, Lord. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Up here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal from April the 15th. Please take a few moments and review the journal.
Mr. Tillman, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Page 2, near the top, motion to suspend the rules. The end of the final sentence says the motion was, and then it didn't complete that sentence.
Congressman Walker, the assistant clerk and I noticed that this morning prior to session beginning, and we've made that amendment at this time, so the sentence has been completed and the vote count is in the record.
Okay, gotcha. Also on page 3, about just below middle of the page, I think I noticed this yesterday too late, but page 1, line 36 says strike to continue Osage Nation, and Nation isn't capitalized.
Okay.
On page 5, first full vote tally, which shall the alternate effective date pass, Is Congresswoman Edwards voting no? But I recall Congressman Potts also voted no.
Yes, sir, you are correct. I apologize.
No policy necessary.
Okay, I've got that noted.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
Speaker Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Motion on the floor.
Second, Walker.
Second by Congressman Walker. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item, we are on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees at this time?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Can you hold on one second, please?
Of course.
Okay, I apologize.
You're fine.
Down today, so I'm working from my little thing. Okay, the Rural Ethics and Investment Committee met yesterday, and we are reporting ONCA 1963, an act to amend 26 ONC section 14105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act. Authorized utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations and government services during a financial emergency and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Tillman, and the final committee action is to pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 2026, an act to make available $1,406,000 from the retained revenue fund. And to establish an alternate effective date, the sponsor is Congresswoman Lennon. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCA 2034, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the permanent fund to the Treasury for Osage Nation government operations and government services and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Tillman. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any other reports? We're moving on to standing committees. Are there any reports of standing committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Members, those. Operations Committee met yesterday, April the 15th at 1:30 p.m. The committee considered CB 20-24, an act to establish a merit-based system of employment and its foundational components, establish an alternate effective date. Committee action was a due pass. Voting good Tillman, Walker, Edwards, Mill, Congressman Potts. Committee considered ONCA 20-25 to establish reasonable employee pay adjustments for merited employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an effective date. The action was due pass. Meeting yes. Ms. Goodfox, Tillman, Walker, Baker, Big Horse. With one no vote, Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker. Oh, are you done? Sorry.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I have one more report from Colston. Let me continue.
Yes, sir.
The Cultural Committee met yesterday, April the 15th at 3:30 p.m. The committee considered Bill Number 20-19, Act to amend ONCA-19-90 to make the appropriation to the Pawhuska Indian Village instead of the Capital Asset Fund, and to expand the purpose of the appropriations and establish the effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabinger. It was a final committee action, was a due pass with 6 yes votes, Biggins, Walker, Lemon, Pratt, Stabinger, and Maker.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Congressman,
also,
please continue.
Thank you, Senator. Also, considered resolution number ONCR-20-4, to support legislation in the Oklahoma House of Representatives to specifically add wearing tribal rogin by tribal students to the Oklahoma Religious Act. The sponsor, Congresswoman Goodfox. The final committee action was a due pass with 6 yes votes. Voting yes was Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, Walker, and Big Horse. And that is it, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse.
Mr. Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
May I be recognized?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'd like to move that ONCA 2024 and ONCA 2025 be sent back to the Committee of Jurisdiction.
Second, Potts.
Motion and a second.
Discussion, Edwards, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. I attended that meeting yesterday, and I was prepared to make some amendments, but the committee was not open for that. So I'm wondering why it's moving back to committee, please.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
That's directed to the movement.
Congressman.
Well, I wouldn't say that the committee is not open to amendments. Just because the committee doesn't want to second all amendments doesn't mean that we're not open. And just because the committee doesn't vote for all of the amendments doesn't mean that we aren't open. If there's an amendment that I hear that I'm in favor of, I'll second and I'll even vote for it. Yesterday's there was one amendment given. I didn't agree with it. I'm not going to second it, and I wasn't going to vote for it. If it comes back on the floor or in the committee, I still don't agree with it, and I'm not going to vote for it. So to throw that the committee isn't taking amendments, that's completely inaccurate, in my opinion.
Can I respond, please?
One amendment. No,
Speaker,
I'm not done
like
talking.
Respond to the question.
One moment, please. I believe before, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox, and I believe Congressman Big Horse was to be recognized before the call for the question. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Congresswoman Goodfox covered the issue that I was going to bring up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Bighorse. Next was Congressman Potts' call for the question. Is there a second?
Withdrawn.
It is withdrawn. There is a motion on the floor. There was a second to move ONCA 2024 and ONCA 2025 back to committee. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. Motion passes, I believe it was, 10 to 2. Okay. Were there any other reports of standing committees? Seeing none, next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, everyone, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Redcorn, and those listening in. I'm reading in ONCA 20-39, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources from food and agricultural production. I just wanted to add, if I may, that the title of these bills that I am a sponsor of, they come in chapters. And so this is Chapter 5, Agriculture and Food Safety. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. ONCA 20-39 will be assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Next item is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 20-38, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code at 12 ONC Section 6-103 to allow absentee ballots to go out 45 days before the election and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none. ONCA 20-38 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next item, General Order Day 3, where amendments voted on in the order they are received. First is ONCA 20-27. An act to make available the sum of $900,000 from the Capital Assets Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Bill number ONCA 20-27, amendment number 1, page 1, lines 16 and 32. Strike $900,000 and insert $802,203. Any discussion?
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We received support documentation from Corey Lorenzo and Silas Sacrahoodle indicating that we have spent some of the $900,000 on construction and the offices there at our legislative branch. Therefore, it left a balance of the $802,203. Therefore, that's why this amendment has been asserted. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any further discussion?
Edwards, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can the sponsor tell me if the treasurer has confirmed what the balance is in the account? Or the comptroller, somebody out of the accounting or treasury offices?
Mr. Speaker, may I?
Congresswoman Lemon, please.
Thank you. I do not have a communication from the treasurer or the comptroller, Congresswoman. I would have appreciated this question yesterday when you received this information. And this is what I have from Silas Baker Hoodles, and you also have it in your email. So that's my answer.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The motion to the amendment passes. ONCA 20-27 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Next, we're on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 19-63, an act to amend 26 ONC section 14-105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to authorize utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations and government services during a financial emergency and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. I will close. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Hearing none, I waive my time. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes, 10 votes yes, 2 votes no. ONCA 1963 will advance to enrollment. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. Next is ONCA 20-26. An act to make available $1,406,000 from the retained revenue fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, how would you like to proceed?
I would close, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Edwards.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. I will be voting in favor of this bill. This bill has language that makes available money that combined with another bill will get the nation through the end of this month and possibly beyond that. I voted against the last bill because the definitions aren't in the bill, and I don't know what a financial emergency is because I don't think that's been declared. But this bill makes that money readily available, and so I will be voting for this bill.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To echo the sentiments, I'd like to thank the author and 7 co-sponsors of this legislation. It looks like we worked this through in appropriations, and we spent a lot of time on this and a companion bill, ONCA 2027, to make sure that funding was available for previously appropriated and authorized funds, which means this money will go directly to what Congress has already appropriated money for, which is the service of the Osage people. So I, too, will be in support of this legislation, and thank everybody for working on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Hearing none, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will be brief. I would just like to thank all the work that the Appropriation Committee did and all of the members that have signed co-sponsors. I have no doubt that it all strives to find a way to help make us survive through this time that we're going through. This particular piece of legislation was a collaboration, and it was really the executive branch's plan. And they started looking at pockets of money that would be available for us to utilize due to the situation that we are currently in. And so I just want to make sure that that I mention the executive branch because the collaboration did exist there, and I appreciate their reaching out. And I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Roll call vote. The question is, shall ONCA 20-26 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes, 12 votes yes. ONCA 20-26 will advance to enrollment. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Any opposed, yes. Say no. The alternate effective date passes. Next is ONCA 20-34, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the permanent fund to the Treasury for Osage Nation Government Operations and Government Services and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. I will close. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Unfortunately, I have to rise today as a no vote on this bill, and I will do my best to explain my reasoning in hopes that people understand where I'm coming from. In response to this COVID-19 crisis and economic downturn, the United States Congress passed what is called the CARES Act. This is $2 trillion of spending. And in this bill, the United States Congress set out the following guidelines. The individuals were to receive $603.7 billion, 30% of it. $300.08 was to be cash payments directly to the people. $260 billion was for extra unemployment payments. $43.7 billion was for student loans. Large corporations were to receive another $500 billion, 25% of that, with $58 million specifically going to the airline industry. $425 billion was for large corporations. $25 billion was for wages and benefits of the passengers. $4 billion was for wages and benefits for cargo or for passenger airlines. $4 billion was for wages and benefits for cargo airlines. $3 billion for contractors, $26 billion for airlines in general, and $17 billion for required national security. Another $377 billion, 19% of the $2 trillion, went for new loans for small businesses. $17 billion of that went for relief of existing loans, and $10 billion is for grants. Of the $2 trillion, $339.8 billion went to state and local governments. That's roughly 17% of the $2 trillion. $274 billion went to COVID emergency response, $14 billion for higher education, $13 billion for K-12 schools, $5.3 billion for family programs, $5 billion for block grants, $28 billion for state, local, and tribal governments. Another $179.5 billion, or 9%, went to public services. That's $100 billion for hospitals, $20 billion for veterans' health care, $16 billion for stockpiled equipment, $15.5 billion for SNAP, $11 billion for drug assistance programs, $8.8 billion for child nutrition, $4.3 billion for the CDC program, $1.3 billion for community health centers, $0.45 billion for food banks, $0.08 for FDA prioritization of drugs, and $2.05 billion for public services. All this to say that the legislation that came out of the U.S. Congress was lengthy, detailed, and met specifically the needs of the United States people who were seeking relief from their legislative branch of government and their government in general. To bring this a little bit closer to home, last week the Oklahoma State Legislature passed two bills specifically making funds available. Senate Bill 1053 for $201.6 million and Senate Bill 199 for $302.3 million. Both of these bills shifted money from the rainy day funds to the general treasury to fulfill requirements that were already appropriated and authorized by the legislature to come out of the general fund of the treasury. To bring this a little bit closer to home, ONCA 1977 appropriated $31,401,651 to 79 different departments and programs of the nation. And in that bill, we detailed that money would go to administrative expenses, conferences, conventions, special events, and meetings, dues and subscriptions, employee benefits, equipment acquisition, indirect costs, non-administrative expenses, occupancy, operations expense, other expense, professional fees, rental and equipment maintenance, salaries and wages, travel, and others. This bill, ONCA 2034, increases the appropriation from $31,451,000 to $39.5 million That's an increase of $8.1 million. And nobody in this room or any other room can tell me with the basis in Osage law where that $8.1 million is going. We made amendments yesterday in an attempt to try to clarify where those funds would be going. And the fact remains governmental operations and governmental services cannot be defined in Osage law. I think we could do better, and I have to vote against this today because the Osage people deserve to know how they're going to receive relief from their government.
Time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Edward. Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I wanted to thank our predecessors who had the sight or the vision to set this fund up. And it was not something that we scraped together year by year. It was a lump sum, the original deposit. And since then, we haven't been the greatest stewards to grow it. So we have grown it in the last couple of years, and I hope that practice is going to go on. But I do want to thank them for establishing that, because if it wasn't for that, think of the state this nation would be in today. Now, this appropriation today is a necessary appropriation. It's in order to get us stabilized, at least for the next few months, couple of months to 4 months. And then we have to decide where we're going to go from there. I just want everyone to know, or the people to know, that we're here and we're available and we want to do things. Right now, there is a lot of money that's going out to people. It's going to help them for a little bit. But we've got to think about a few months from now. We've got to think about the horizon for the government itself and how it's going to return and what shape it's going to be when it comes back. Will it come back to 100%, and when will that be? So there's still some considerations to make and some decisions to make. I know this bill is going to move forward, but I just had those couple of thoughts this morning and wanted to express them. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Edwards, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate those words from Congresswoman Stabler. I was part of the Congress that established the permanent fund, and frankly, we established it with funds that came over from a previous government. So I agree with her that we have not yet in 14 years made a pass for saving money on a regular basis. I think that's been worked on recently with new legislation, but it's clear that we have to do better at putting aside some of our annual revenue for a rainy day. That's why I asked the Legislative Council to craft us a memorandum that would talk about how to pull money out of funds like the permanent fund and how to ensure that it's replenished. I asked for that so that the Congress could talk about how to amend this bill to make it better, and that didn't happen. I have no doubt that the nation needs this money to continue with its operations, but operations and services are not just the government itself. They are the services and the direct assistance that we provide to the people. There is no provision in this bill that guarantees any direct assistance already promised to the Osage people will be paid out. In fact, this money could be used for new initiatives to the detriment of those already existing commitments. We have processes, we have definitions in law that could have been utilized to guarantee what was going to happen with respect to the spending of this money. We did not do that. How many times have we heard differing interpretations of what words mean? We've had executive people come and tell us, I think this is what's going to happen with this money. We've had Congress members stand up and say, I think this is what's going to happen with this money. Some people have probably even said they know what's going to happen with this money. But the way to ensure how this money is spent is through the law, and that hasn't happened. Words have meaning. Words mean what the law says words mean. And in the absence of that, the courts interpret what they mean. I can't believe we would want to get involved at this point in having to go to court to understand what words like government operations and governance services mean, because we have no definitions in law. Several of us urged, and I'm going to say one of us almost begged, this Congress to consider using different words in this bill. The vocal response was that five members of a committee had spoken by their vote. What that means to me is six members never had a chance to speak their mind or to express what they would like to see in this bill. Congress is here. Congress is here for another week and a half. Congress could work for hours from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on this bill to make it better. But in our haste, in my opinion, we're sending something out that cannot guarantee what has already been appropriated will come to fruition, or at least to the extent that we have the money to do so. Today we have no cash flow reports, no revenue reports, no plan, no vision going forward, not just for the whole of the nation, but even for this branch's employees. We've given them no guidance as to how they should plan. We need to do that now. So unfortunately, today I'm going to vote no, with the hope that we will get back to work and produce something that we can be proud of, all of us can be proud of. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill?
Speaker Tillman, Whitehorn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I find it interesting because I've said those words before, just as you have during debate. Is there anyone, other member, that would like to speak for or against this bill? And I'm going to do both, because the way this has been handled has left my vote hanging in the balance, because I 100% support opening up our permanent fund that back in probably 2013, if it's my recollection is correct, Chief Standingbear, then Congressman Standingbear, introduced this legislation, and the third Congress voted to put $30 million into this permanent fund. And thank you, Congresswoman Stabler, for recognizing that. It was a good move. And thus far in the history of our nation since that time, not one member of Congress has wanted to, nor the executive branch, wanted to tap into this. But our nation's in a crisis. So that's why I went back to say I'm speaking for and against this, because I support 100% this $8.1 million appropriation. I'm not going to go into what did and didn't happen, but I do believe that our written laws is a direction for how the government should function and how our people understand how government and our laws work for them. And this bill was asked to be amended. I had some very slight language that I sent to the sponsor of the bill that just assured that previously appropriated dollars from FY20 was what this money would cover, and wanted to come together and reason and have those conversations where we could have good legislation go out that the people could read and understand. I've since heard from other members of this body that they have faith and hope and trust in Chief Standingbear, that this money will be spent in that way that we're talking about. And I have that same hope and trust too. But the fact is, as legislators, we've had the opportunity to write those words down, which would have the same effect of replenishing the funds, the projections that we're not receiving through our gaming operations. I'm still swinging in a balance. I'm not going to know until they call my name. I don't support legislation without instruction or without clear guidelines on how $8,166,000 of the Osage people's money that has been in savings is going to be spent. It's very hard for me to vote yes for that. It's their money. There's nothing in this bill that says that it's going to cover the direct assistance benefits. When we know, I sent out a diagram, at least 43% of our nation's tribal dollar goes for that. So I'm speaking for and against this bill all at the same time right now, because I wish we could have come to the place where I didn't have to have these doubts about sending a piece of legislation over for signature that doesn't have clear instructions of how we're spending $8,166,000 of the people's money. So that's my for and against statement. Thank you for listening. I yield my time.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Okay, there were Pratt. Two. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. Well, I would like to speak in favor of voting for this. And I've heard lots of comments. And I would just like to say, you know, I know we're not, I think we all know we're not the U.S. government. We're not the state legislature. We're not anybody. We're the Osage Nation. And we want to take care of our people. And then when we talk about that, you know, there's a lot of things that go along with that. But gratefully, I'm glad that I have the opportunity to had the opportunity to grow up here among the last home of our people and see them and be with them and visit with them and mourn with them and watch our family members go into the ground and be there to comfort them when that happened. And that's who we are as a people, and we take food over and we set up with them during wake, and we are just there to visit and comfort and, you know, grab a plate for an elder when we're at a cultural event. You know, we know to spring into action and grab a plate for our elder and put them first. And all those things that come with being Osage and part of our culture and celebrating with one another. And I believe that we have the chief and tribal leaders who want to take care of our people here and continue to help them along because of what they do for us, because our elders continue to guide us. And, you know, there's old people and there's elders at times like this. Another friend and of another tribe and I were talking about that, you know, and because our Osage tribal elders provide us wisdom and knowledge and how we're going to carry on, because if that isn't carried on, who are we down the line? And this money is, so far, I believe all this money's been made in Oklahoma by Oklahomans, if I had it my way, I'd probably want to ask for more to be able to fund the casino employees who've been furloughed to take care of them, because they're the ones that made this money for us. They're the ones that work crazy shifts and all hours and, you know, put that time in. They work in smoke, you know, smoke-filled casinos all hours of the night with unruly people
who, there are a lot of things that go on in the casinos that unless you really go on and been around, you don't know, you don't even know. Some people won't leave, you know, and it's unruly things that happen, and they deal with all those things. And so I really wish that we could take care of them too. But I definitely want this to go on so that we can continue to provide, and I believe that we have a chief and everyone behind him to take care of our people. And just like Congresswoman Whitehorn prayed for our chief at the beginning of the meeting, and I appreciate that. I believe that. The words she said are true. There's hard decisions to make. And he lives here among lots of people who come to him all the time. And I look at it all the time, and it's got to be exhausting. You know, Congress members, you know, we don't go into, a lot of times we can't make it into Walmart without being there for a few hours. And that's okay with me. That's okay with my family. We do that. So I talk to them all the time, see them all the time on the weekends, and have to hear their concerns and their, so we communicate. We call the executive branch right up, and we got to, you know, this is going on.
30
and,
seconds.
Hey, how can we help these people? So, you know, I'm gonna vote for this, and I'm gonna keep it going the way we should do things, and what we want to do for our people. So, I encourage you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I hope to be brief in my comments, and I appreciate everyone's debate today. When it boils down to what's in front of us and what's going to continue to be in front of us, knowing that our projected revenue for 2021, 2022, and further, we don't know where it's going to be, how much it's going to be. It is an unknown. An unknown brings fear into us. And for many, 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 many decades, we have historic trauma that has been instilled in us, and it's fear. And our employees feel that today. Some of us all feel it. Today, tomorrow. And I apologize if I get emotional because I've been at the bottom with $50 in my pocket and two babies. And I wasn't in Indian country. Someone reached out and gave me a hand and comforted me in a way that I could never repay that. And this piece of legislation does that for our employees. It gives them a sigh of relief and can lift some of the fear. A no vote today, in my opinion, is on the unbalanced side. A yes vote outweighs the no vote today in looking at the future. And if we want to squabble over a few words, that's your right, and you own your vote. But fear can cause us to do and say and act in many ways that we don't realize sometimes. I'm in support of this. That's why I supported the other two pieces of legislation that the executive branch wanted to utilize pockets of money. This is not a time, in my opinion, and we all get to have our own opinion, but it is not a time to squabble over words whenever we need to take action. Our people need action, not words. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Maker.
I just want to say I support this legislation. As we all know, as you said many times the last couple of weeks, the situation our nation is in right now, no one knows when this virus is going to subside where we can go on with business as usual. And even then, it's not going to be business as usual because the whole population is in a bad way. And they're going to be using their resources just to survive, just like we will. And as for the legislation, yes, maybe it wasn't itemized, but when you're in an emergency, pandemic, global emergency, you have to rely on your leadership. And I put my trust in the principal chief of the Osage Nation to do the right thing with this fund. Just like when he introduced the bill to create the permanent fund. And we made it with a lot of strong restrictions so that it couldn't be used unnecessarily. So I urge everyone to please support this bill. It's going to go to the good of our people. And I will say this along with Congresswoman Pratt. I grew up around here. I know all these people, these elders. And a lot of the tribal members that I've known my whole life have sometimes came to me and they needed maybe $20 for gas to go to the doctor or maybe $50 for some groceries. And I never turned one of them down, not once. So we have to think of our people, and I please urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Congressman Walker.
This bill enables the nation's government to continue providing services, enables our employees to pay their bills. Now's the time to put any partisan politics or whatever it may be called, even though we're all those babies, seems like there's always some sort of divide. Time to put that aside. Let's vote as one. Send a powerful, clear message to our people. I urge everyone to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Hearing none, I will close. I would first like to start off by thanking Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear for sending the email after this legislation was filed. Got an email from Chief Standing Bear thanking us for sponsoring ONCA 2034. And that meant a lot to me because our chief right now, as we have talked about and discussed, is making some very, very challenging decisions. And so I would also like to thank his staff, the people who he trusts and surrounds himself with to navigate through these difficult times, because I know they support it as well. This came about with the motivation when we were in a meeting with our gaming folks and their inability to make the distribution, the monthly distribution from them to us. And we all realized that would be critical devastation for the government operations and government services. I reached out to Congressman Big Horse, and I want to thank him for being a co-sponsor with me on this bill. I want to thank the Government Operations Committee and those members who worked very hard to go over line by line, word by word. It is a simple bill, but it is a very powerful bill. And I want to thank that committee for the work that they did. I would also like to thank our legal analyst, Mr. Trey Gill, who I confided in and discussed ONCA 2034. He is our legal expert who has been here for many years and gave me the assurance that it was fine as it was presented and written. I would also like to thank the members of Congress that spoke today in favor of this bill. Congresswoman Pratt, for your kind words and your passion that you have for Osage people. Congresswoman Lemon, for your kind words. Congressman Maker, Congressman Walker. This was a very difficult piece of legislation, but necessary piece of legislation that is going to go to the government operations and government services. And I pray, as we all do, for Chief Standing Bear and his decisions on how to move forward and spend this money, because the reality of it could be we could be back here in a month or 2 months with an additional appropriation from the permanent fund. We've also put extra duties upon our treasurer, Mr. Littleton, as set out in ONC 1963, the treasurer shall submit to the principal chief and the Osage Nation Congress a report with the individual expenditures listed each month that expenditures are dispersed out of the permanent fund. And I pray for Mr. Littleton as well and his staff that he has. Not only are they going through difficult times and decisions, but they are working the late hours. They are working in the early mornings. They are working throughout the day to make sure that we are going to survive as the Osage Nation. And I pray to God every night that he will spare the Osage Nation. And we have the leadership in place. And I fully believe that the Osage Nation will come out of this and prosper even further. So I want to thank everybody for their comments here today. Keep us all of the leadership, all the members of Congress, keep each other working together. Because when we work together, it shows pleasing to our Lord and our Savior. The question is, shall ONCA 20-34 pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes. Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. The bill passes 10 yes votes, 2 no votes. ONCA 20-34 will advance to enrollment. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes. We are now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices?
Mason.
Congressman Mason.
I have a question before we make our announcements of times and meetings.
Yes, sir.
Question of either you or the clerk. When is the date that all our reports are due out? We've got before, we always have that magical date somewhere in our calendar. When is the date that is the last day we can report out?
We were just talking about that yesterday, and the clerk is going through her notes. Can we make that definitive and email the body of Congress sometime after this session meeting?
Yes, sir. The reason I ask is that I'm needing to probably have an additional health and social service meeting next week sometime, first of the week or so. And I just want to make sure I have plenty of time to do that before our deadline is here.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure the clerk disperses that date and that deadline that you're inquiring about sometime today.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Yes, sir. It's Mason.
Congressman Mason.
Health and Social Services will meet today at 3:30 until 5:30.
Thank you, Congressman Mason.
Mr. Speaker, Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'd just like to ask the Engrossment Committee to please stand by, and I'll get with the clerk and contact them again. There will be some time today.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you.
Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet from 6 to 7 this evening.
Okay, for clarification, if you didn't hear that, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will be meeting this evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Congressman Potts.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
I'm looking at motions and notices. Do you have an Appropriations Committee meeting scheduled for today?
No, sir, we do not.
I'm showing a meeting from 1:30 to 3:30 today for appropriations that was filed, I believe, or posted on Monday, approved and accepted by you and your committee for today at 1:30 to 3:30. Does that meeting need
Mr.
to be
canceled? I believe that meeting notice is signed for April 17th, which will be Friday.
Does that meeting need to be canceled for today?
Mr. Speaker, I don't believe there's a meeting today.
The meeting has been posted and noticed and accepted by you and your committee since Monday, so you either need to cancel this meeting today and schedule it for next week, because the only other option you have is an emergency meeting for tomorrow, which I will not sign.
Understand.
So the Appropriations Committee meeting for today is canceled. Are there any other motions and notices?
As a point of order, I don't believe there was ever a meeting notice for today. Thank you.
Point well taken. Are there any other motions and notices at this time? Seeing none, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned.